Community was a word that came up over and over as residents joined Reverend Jackson for a walk up and down the streets of Hyde Park. It's a word that means a lot to residents like Karen and Herman Lee, who have lived in the area for more than 20 years. They're just one of many families who were close to losing their home. They sought help from the Los Angeles Neighborhood Housing Service.
We didn't want a crisis to transpire and have to touch what meager savings that we do have. And then the next thing you know, we're losing the house.
Like many families, the Lees lived paycheck to paycheck. But Karen Lee says seeking help is not always easy.
It's, to me, foolish pride, and we all have that. But some people are willing to go that far, you know, to not let everybody know, you know, I have a problem here. I need help. And see, it's too late. By the time they seek help, it's too late.
More than half of families facing foreclosures never call for help. Reverend Jesse Jackson says that this has to change.
So many people in this predicament feel embarrassed that they did something wrong. They knew something. They got schemed on. This is a massive scam. It's a massive fraud. They did their best against the odds.
Ronald Martinez is a senior credit officer with Neighborhood Counseling Services. His job is to help people keep their homes.
Clearly, it's just to serve. Yeah, to the extent that we're able to serve, we become a very happy family. And that's what it's all about.
Organizations like Neighborhood Housing Services act as a first line of defense in the foreclosure crisis. Their mission is to help more families like the Lees keep their homes and spread a message of hope that help is out there. Sandra Altamirano, Annenberg Radio News.